Speaking of wrong direction, I know you're a big fan of Trump's tariffs.
I there isn't anybody who's a fan of Trump's tariffs.
Apparently not. Yeah.
You know, other than the people in the administration. Well, of course, what happened this week was we had
last week,
was Liberation Day 2, I guess. You know, or semi-Liberation Day 2, since it got pushed off for another week, and the Mexican negotiations are now going to extend over the next 90 days. But basically, the decision was made to make 15% the baseline tariff with everybody.
Right.
And then there would be additional sort of punitive reciprocal tariffs on top of that 15%.
Like on Switzerland.
On Switzerland, which was like 39%.
One of our enemies.
Yeah, you know? Or these various tiny countries in Africa.
What's the logic there?
There's no logic to this.
Do they give a reason? Did they pretend there's some logic to it?
Well, I mean, we have different justifications for why these tariffs are being invoked. We have the punishment of Brazil because Trump is unhappy with...
That is transparent.
Right. You're unhappy with the Bolsonaro, being tried.
I listened to Steve Bannon the other day, so you don't have to. Or maybe you do too once in a while, but yeah, he was totally defending it, you know? Totally defending it.
Okay, well, let's ask the question of... that's a good example. You know, when... First of all, the whole notion of a universal tariff on a country makes no sense. If you're trying to protect your own home industries, why are you protecting industries that you could never develop in this country?
Right.
All right, you can't grow coffee in the United States outside of Hawaii, all right? So why not put a 50% tariff on coffee coming out of Brazil? Who does that hurt? Coffee drinkers. Right, I still don't understand that. I still truly believe that Trump doesn't understand or willfully won't understand that the people who are paying the tariff are the importers in the United States and the consumers of whatever the item is.
But the talking heads on the right are claiming that tariffs have already proven to be successful.
Oh, really? Yeah. Except that, of course,
the stock market's doing fine.
The stock market is oblivious to what's going on here.
Yeah.
Except the stock market wasn't doing fine when they found out that basically there's been negative job growth over the first 6 months of the Trump administration,
right,
including negative job growth in the big part of the economy he wants to protect, manufacturing jobs, right? And the stock market went down like 1.5 to like 3%. Nobody cares what the stock the stock market doesn't tell you what's happening, right? Well,
The small percentage of Americans who actually play the casino called the stock market care, but it's not a good measurement of economic vitality.
What's going on with the tariffs is simply another transfer of wealth away from people at the lower end of the economic spectrum in this country to others, i.e. the wealthy or the near wealthy.
But you feel that if those tariffs were truly targeted, that would not be the case.
Well, this is the problem. Nobody in this government, nobody in this administration, in particular President Trump, is interested in the details.
Hmm.
You know, a trade agreement takes a year or more to negotiate. So the ludicrous nature of announcing these press releases of frameworks, right? Nobody has signed on the other side of these supposed agreements. Also, interestingly, here's a good example of not paying attention to the details. When they changed like the Japanese and the EU tariffs down to a universal 15%,
mm-hmm,
you know what that did to the tariffs on the cars coming in from Europe and Japan?
What?
It dropped them from 27%. It made them actually more competitive, if not, you know, if it made them more competitive. The result in Japan was like a 15% increase in Toyota's stock from a tariff agreement.
Yeah.
Also, there's all this supposed money that's going to be put into the American industry. But who controls the money?
Yeah.
You know, the $550 billion like with the EU?
Yeah.
The president.
Right.
So, hey, this isn't capitalism. This is communism. This is a single person deciding where the money's going. And why does he want to decide where the money's going?
Well, I'm not sure I would call it communism, but it is.
It is, but it's
literally an oligarchy.
It is centralized planning.
Sure.
Okay?
Okay, I give you
that. It's centralized planning by one person And what's the advantage of that money if it ever comes, which I tell you, I can say it's never going to come. But it's that he can grift off of that, right? Because if he has the money, companies are going to be coming to the president and say, well, what can we do to make you spend that money, those, and put those investments in my industry? Perhaps we'd like to buy a little crypto, and we'll buy it through World Media Financial, and the, you know, you'll get the transaction fees.
And maybe we can build a couple of casinos somewhere, or a golf course.
Well, golf courses, it's just shown he cannot manage casinos.
Right.
Exactly. Right. But I mean, it's just another grift, and all it does is hurt the American people in general.
Yeah. We'll see where it goes. I mean, right now, I mean, the response from some Canadian business owners as well. You know, really, no deal is better than...
That's correct.
Yeah, than whatever deal
they're
he
not
wants
gonna,
to give us.
They're not going to make this kind of deal with him.
Yeah.
You're right. And that...
Well, and then that'll just prove that they really should be our 51st state so they can learn how to function like a responsible nation.
You know, just one last thing. I mean, we live in a state where the majority of oil that's refined comes out of Canada.
Hmm.
And people might notice that the price of refined oil has gone up almost 50 cents in the last couple of weeks.
Hmm. Yeah.